KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. Drizzle continues here in the listening area. Some of that coming down is freezing drizzle. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, there is a wind advisory in effect for western Iowa for late this morning and early this afternoon. The wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. today until 8 p.m. for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and from 1 o'clock until 9 o'clock for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Winds are expected to be out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with occasional gusts up to 45. Roadways this morning are partially covered with ice from about Stewart on westward on Interstate 80 and some of the secondary roads toward the I-680 split, and then on the I-680 split heading over to Interstate 29 and in that vicinity down to Council Bluffs. The roads are completely covered with ice, so do give yourself plenty of extra travel time this morning. In local news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors held a special meeting Monday evening and approved a bid for the construction of a shelter house at the Shulberg Recreation Area near Lake Number 3, the west side. Their action followed a public hearing on the matter during which there were no comments. Park Board Chair Stuart Dusenberry said there were five bids for the project. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm said Precision Concrete of Atlantic had the lowest bid at $58,450.
The whole bidding was for the furnished all the materials, equipment, and labor to complete the proposed 30 by 50 pre-engineered steel structure, including the site grade, concrete, stone pillars, electrical and lighting, site improvements, including the concrete sidewalk, which would be just the pathway from the existing pathway to the shelter, finished grade seating, and miscellaneous work as required by the contract documents. Snyder's estimated $63,000 for the subtotal. The structure's footings was $45,000, and all the extra stuff adds to it to be $63,000. We budgeted $81,000, that is included also the engineering fees, so we're well under what we budgeted.
Once the shelter is built, it'll leave room for a future playground on the west side of Lake Number 3. Stasselm said construction of the 30 by 50 foot shelter is expected to begin May 16th and conclude June 30th, weather permitting. The Parks and Rec Board's next regular meeting is set for April 16th at 5:15 p.m. in the council's chambers at City Hall. Cass County Sheriff John Westring said late Monday afternoon about additional details concerning a collision northeast of Atlantic around 1:10 p.m. Monday. Westring says a Ford F-150 pickup driven by 70-year-old Gerald Schaefer of Breda was traveling northbound on Highway 71 when a Chevy Blazer driven by 38-year-old Nancy Podwiles of Atlantic entered Highway 71 from eastbound Fayette Road. The pickup struck the SUV on the passenger side before the Blazer came to rest upright in the east northeast ditch. Deputies cited Podwiles for failure to stop at the intersection with Highway 71 as posted. Two people in the Blazer were transported by medevac ambulance and Atlantic Rescue to the Cass County Hospital. As a result of the collision, Westring had said earlier they suffered substantial injuries. Their names have not been released. Gerald Schaefer refused medical attention and was transported by private vehicle to an undisclosed location. The accident remained under investigation. Deputies in Pottawatomie County arrested a man Monday who violated a protective order and forced his way into an apartment in Carson. 54-year-old Troy Stewart of Council Bluffs was charged with burglary in the first degree, harassment in the first, criminal mischief in the fourth, false imprisonment, violation of a protection order, and interference with official acts. The incident began around 12:20 p.m. when Pottawatomie County deputies were dispatched to 333 North Commercial Street, Apartment 11 in Carson for a protection order violation. Responding deputies arrived and were unable to locate the subject, who was later identified as Troy Stewart. At around 12:45 p.m., deputies were dispatched to 19900 Virginia Hills Road, which is a Casey's General Store in Council Bluffs, with regard to Stewart being dropped off there. Deputies made contact with the victim, who told them that Stewart forced his way into her residence and allegedly forced her to drive him to the Council Bluffs area. At around 12:52 p.m., deputies arrived in the area but were unable to locate Stewart. About 17 minutes later, a person in the area reported seeing a man in a farm field on the west side of Valley View Drive. A perimeter was established and a canine unit responded to assist. Stewart was located at around 1:45 p.m. in the tree line along Mosquito Creek between Valley View Drive and Harry Langdon Boulevard. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Council Bluffs Police and Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue in handling the incident. In our funeral announcement, Stephen Clayton Howell, age 68, of Elliott, died Friday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Howell will be today at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Nelson Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak, has the arrangements. Rosemary Copold, age 86, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Rose Vista Nursing Home in Woodbine. Funeral services for Rosemary Copold will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Robert Francis Linen, age 79, of Persia, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Robert Linen will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kylie Moosefelt, age 27, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Kylie Moosefelt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Peace Lutheran Church in Glidden. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Graham Gould, age 77, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. Funerals are actually on March 24th. Funeral services for Graham Gould will be held this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rick Lee Flynn, age 56, of Shelby, died March 15th at Methodist Hospital. Graveside services for Rick Flynn will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Aaron Neal, age 39, of Kimbleton, died March 26th. Celebration of life for Aaron Neal will be Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Kimbleton Town Hall. Friends and family are encouraged to wear brightly colored clothing and share their memories. And Ardeth Lage, age 88, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Ardeth Lage are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.